Love is behind every miracle.
Points of power. What you continually give to your body with your beliefs or strong feelings, you receive in your body. Every feeling you have saturates every cell and organ in your entire body. You are the ruler of a kingdom, and your cells are your most loyal subjects who serve you without question. So whatever you think and feel becomes the law of your kingdom, the law within your body. When you give negative thoughts and feelings of what you don't want, the force of health to your cells reduces. When you feel love for anything, for a sunny day, new house, friend, or promotion, your body receives the full force of health. Gratitude is the great multiplier, so say thank you for your health every single day. Say thank you with all your heart for what you do like about your body and ignore the things you don't like. To see your health improve, give love to health more than 50% of the time. Just 51% is the tipping point from sickness to health. If you are facing illness, do your best not to own it with your thoughts and words. Instead, give love to health, own health, and make it yours. Give love for the perfect weight, perfect body, perfect health of an organ, and imagine having it, and be utterly grateful for everything you do have. If you believe that your body will deteriorate with age, you are giving out that belief, and the law of attraction must return those circumstances to you. Feel young and stop feeling your age. Your body will change into whatever you want through your feelings of love and gratitude. The power and you.
The power for happiness, for good, for everything we need of life is within each one of us. The power is there. Unlimited power. Robert Collier, 20th Century New Thought author.
Everything has a frequency. Everything. Every word has a frequency. Every sound, every color. Every tree, animal, plant, mineral, every material object, every type of food and liquid has a frequency. Every place, city and country has a frequency. The elements of air, fire, earth and water all have frequencies. Health, disease, plenty of money, a lack of money, success and failure, all have frequencies. Every event, situation, and circumstance has a frequency. Even your name has a frequency. But the real name of your frequency is what you are feeling. And whatever you're feeling is bringing everything into your life that's on a similar frequency to you. When you are feeling happy and you keep feeling happy, then only happy people, circumstances and events can come into your life. If you feel stressed and you keep feeling stressed, then only more stress can come into your life through people, circumstances and events. You've seen this happen when you've been rushing because you're running late. Rushing is a negative feeling. And as surely as the sun shines, when you rush and feel the fear of being late, you bring every delay and obstacle into your path. It's the law of attraction working in your life. Do you see how important it is that you feel good before you begin your day? If you don't take the time to feel good, then you can't receive good things in your day. And once negative things come, it takes far more effort to change them because once they're in front of you, you really believe in them. It is much easier to take the time to feel good so that they don't come in the first place. You can change anything in your life by changing the way you feel, but isn't it a better idea to have more good things come to you in the first place?
Watch the movie of your life.
Life is magical. What happens in one day of your life is more magical than any fantasy movie you can see. But you have to look at what is happening with the same concentration as when you watch a movie. If you're watching a movie and you get distracted with a phone call or you fall asleep, you miss what happens. It's the same thing with the movie of your life that is constantly showing on the screen of your day. If you are walking around asleep and you're not alert, you miss the messages and synchronicities that are constantly speaking to you, guiding and directing you in your life. Life is responding to you. Life is communicating with you. There are no accidents or coincidences. Every single thing has a frequency, and when anything comes into your life, it means it's on the same frequency as you are. Everything you see, every sign, color, person, object, everything you hear, every circumstance and event is on your frequency.
So astounding are the facts in this connection that it would seem as though the Creator himself had electrically designed this planet. Nikola Tesla, 19th and early 20th century inventor of radio and alternating current.
You know that when you're driving and you see a police car, you suddenly become more alert. There is a reason that you saw the police car, and most likely it is telling you, be more alert. Seeing the police car may mean even more to you, but you have to ask the question, what is this telling me, to receive the answer. Police represent law and order, so the police car may be a message of something that's out of order in your life, such as you forgot to call your friend back, or you didn't thank someone for something. When you hear an ambulance siren, what is it saying to you? Is it telling you to be grateful for your health? Is it reminding you to give love and thanks for the health of the people in your life? When you see a fire engine race past you, with its lights and sirens going, what is it telling you? Is it saying there's a fire somewhere in your life that you need to put out? Or is it telling you to fire up your love? Only you will know the meaning of the things that come into your life, but you must be alert to what is happening around you so you can ask questions and receive the meaning of the message for you. You are being given messages and feedback constantly, and you have been receiving these messages all your life. Whenever I hear something, even if they are words from a conversation of two strangers who are standing near me, if I can hear their words have meaning in my life. Their words are a message for me, they're relevant to me, and they're giving me feedback on my life. If I am traveling and I notice a sign and I read the words, those words have meaning for me. They're a message for me and they're relevant to me. They're relevant to me because I am on the same frequency as they are. If I were on a different frequency, I wouldn't notice the sign and I wouldn't be in earshot of a conversation. Every single thing that surrounds me in my day is speaking to me, giving me constant feedback and messages. If I notice that the people around me aren't as happy or smiling as much as they were, I know my feeling frequency has dropped, and immediately I think of things I love, one after the other, until I feel happier.
We need to be the change we wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi, 20th century Indian political leader.
Your secret symbol.
You can play with the law of attraction by asking to see physical evidence of the force of love. Think of something you love and make it your symbol of the force of love. Whenever you see your symbol or hear it, you will know that the force of love is with you. I use illuminating sparkling light as my symbol. So if the sun hits my eyes, or its light reflects off something into my eyes, or if I see anything that reflects light and sparkles, I know it is the force of love and it is with me. When I am overflowing with joy and filled with love, light reflects off everything around me. My sister uses rainbows as her symbol, and when she is overflowing with love and gratitude, wherever she looks, there are rainbows of light and all kinds of rainbows all around her. You can use stars, gold, silver, or any color, animal, bird, tree, or flower that you love as your symbol. You can choose words or sounds as your secret symbol. Just make sure that whatever you choose something you absolutely love and adore. If you want, you can also choose a symbol as a warning sign from the force of love to you, telling you to pay attention. In truth, you are receiving messages and warnings all the time. When you drop something, when you trip, catch your clothes on something, or when you bump into something, there are warnings and messages you're receiving to stop what you're thinking or feeling. There are no accidents or coincidences in life. Everything is synchronicity because everything has a frequency. It's simply the physics of life and the universe in action.
When I look at the solar system, I see the Earth at the right distance from the sun to receive the proper amounts of heat and light. This did not happen by chance. Isaac Newton, 17th century mathematician and physicist.
Life is magical.
Love and I have a thing going on, and it is the most magical and exciting relationship anyone can ever have. I want to share with you how I live each day with this knowledge. When I wake each morning, I am grateful to be alive and for everyone and everything in my life. I spend 15 minutes every morning feeling love and sending it out to the world. I imagine my day. I imagine and feel love for my day going well. I imagine and feel love for each thing in my day going well before I do it. I place the force of love ahead of me in everything I do by feeling love inside me as much as I can before I do anything. I don't open emails or packages, make or take important phone calls or do anything important unless I am feeling good. When I get dressed in the morning, I feel enormous gratitude for my clothes. To save time, I also ask the question, what is the perfect outfit to wear today? A few years ago, I decided to play with the law of attraction in my wardrobe. Instead of trying to work out whether this skirt will go with that top, and sometimes putting things on and taking them off again because they didn't work together, which attracts more things not working, I decided to hand my styling over to the force of love. So all I did was imagine what it would feel like if everything I put on looked great. After imagining it, feeling it, and asking the question, what will I wear today? I now stand in awe at how good my clothes look and feel when I get dressed. I stay aware when walking down the street and notice the people passing me. I send thoughts and feelings of love to as many people as I can. I look at each person's face, feel love inside me, and imagine them receiving it. I know the force of love is the source of abundance of money, happy relationships, great health, and anything anyone loves. So I send people love because I know in doing that, I am sending them whatever they need. When I see a person who seems to have a particular need, someone who can't afford to buy something they want, for instance, I send them thoughts of abundance of money. If a person seems upset, I send them happiness. If someone seems stressed and they're rushing, I send them thoughts of peace and joy. Whether I am shopping for groceries, walking down the street, or driving, whenever I'm among people, I do my best to send love as much as possible. I know too that whenever I see anyone with a particular need, it's also a message for me to be grateful for money, happiness, and the peace and joy in my life. When I am in a plane, I send love to everyone. When I am in a restaurant, I send love to the people and to the food. In dealing with organizations or companies, or when I am shopping in stores, I send love to them all. When I get in my car to drive somewhere, I imagine arriving back home happy and well, and I say thank you. When I'm about to drive, I ask, what is the best road to take? Each time I walk into and out of my house, I say thank you for my home. When I am shopping at the supermarket, I ask, what else do I need? Do I have everything? I always receive the answers.
Certainly, knowledge is a lock, and its key is the question. Ja'far al-Sadiq, 8th century Islamic spiritual leader.
Every day, I ask many questions, sometimes hundreds of questions. I ask, how am I doing today? What should I do in this situation? What is the best decision? What is the solution to this problem? Which choice is the best choice for me to make? Is this person or company right? How can I feel better? How can I lift my feelings higher? Where do I need to give love today? What can I see that I'm grateful for? When you ask a question, you are giving a question, and you must receive the answer. But you have to be alert and aware to see or hear the answers to your questions. You may receive the answer through reading something, hearing something, or dreaming something. Sometimes, suddenly, you will just know the answer to your question, but you will always receive the answer. If I have misplaced something like my keys, I ask, where are my keys? I always receive the answer, but it doesn't stop there. When I find my keys, I ask, what is this telling me? In other words, why did I misplace my keys? Because there is a reason for everything. There are no accidents or coincidences. Sometimes the answer I receive is, slow down, you are rushing. Sometimes the answer is, your wallet is not in your handbag. And I look around in the room where I found my keys, and there is my wallet. Sometimes I don't receive an answer right away, But as I'm walking out the door, the phone rings, and the appointment I was going to has been cancelled. Immediately, I know that misplacing my keys was happening for a positive reason. I love the way life works, but you can't receive any answers or feedback unless you ask questions. Sometimes life may throw some tricky thing my way, but I know when it happens that I attracted it to me. I always ask how I attracted any problem so I can learn from it and so I won't do it again. In return for everything I receive, I give my love to the world as much as I can. I look for the good in everything and in everyone. I am grateful for everything. And as I give love, I feel the force of love sweeping through me, filling me with such love and joy that it takes my breath away. Even when you try to give love back for everything you've received, the force of love multiplies that love and returns even more love to you. When you feel this happen just once in your life, you will never be the same again.
Love will do anything for you.
You can harness the force of love to help you with anything in your life. You can hand over anything you need to remember and ask the force of love to remind you of it at the perfect time. You can have the force of love be your alarm clock and wake you at the time you want. The force of love will be your personal assistant, money manager, personal health trainer, relationship counselor, and it will manage your money, your weight, your food, your relationships, or any task you want to give it. But it will only do these things for you when you unite with it through love, appreciation, and gratitude. It will only do these things for you when you join forces with it through love and let go of your white-knuckle grip on life in trying to control everything on your own.
As your faith is strengthened, you will find that there is no longer the need to have a sense of control, that things will flow as they will, and that you will flow with them, to your great delight and benefit. Wingate Payne, 20th century author and photographer.
Unite forces with the greatest force in life, and whatever you want the force of love to do for you, imagine having it. Feel having it with absolute love and gratitude, and you will receive it. Use your imagination and think of all the things the force of love can do for you. The force of love is the intelligence of life and the universe. If you can imagine the intelligence that can create a flower or a cell in a human body, then you will appreciate that there isn't a single question you can ask that you won't receive the perfect answer for whatever your situation. Love will do anything for you, but you have to unite with it through love to realize its power in your life.
What difference does it make?
Out of clutter, find simplicity. From discord, find harmony. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. Albert Einstein, 20th century Nobel Prize winning physicist.
If your mind is consumed with too many details, the little details will distract you and pull you down. You can't be single-minded about feeling good if you're chasing your tail over small details that don't matter. What difference does it make if you get your clothes into the dry cleaners before they close? Really? What difference does it make to your life if your sports team didn't win this week? There's always next week. What difference does it make if you miss the bus? What difference does it make if the grocery store has run out of oranges? What difference does it make if you have to stand in a line for a few minutes? In the whole scheme of things, what difference do those little things make? Small details distract you and they can sabotage your life. If you give too much importance to unnecessary details, you will not feel good. None of these things matters in the scheme of your life. Not one of them. Simplify your life. Do it to protect your good feelings. Do it because when you get rid of the small details, you create space for everything you want to pour into your life.
You give life meaning.
You give the meaning to everything in life. No situation comes with a label of good or bad. Everything is neutral. A rainbow and a thunderstorm are not good or bad. They're just a rainbow and a thunderstorm. You give the meaning to a rainbow by how you feel about it. You give the meaning to a thunderstorm by how you feel about it. You give the meaning to everything by the way you feel. A job is not good or bad. It's just a job. But how you feel about your job determines whether it will be good or bad for you. A relationship is not good or bad in and of itself. It's just a relationship. But how you feel about a relationship determines whether it will be good or bad for you.
Nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. William Shakespeare, 16th century English playwright.
If someone harms another person, the law of attraction responds unfailingly. It may use police or laws or any number of ways to give back to the person exactly what they gave. But one thing is certain with the law of attraction. We receive back what we give. If you hear of someone being harmed by another person, feel compassion for the person harmed. But don't judge anyone. If you judge someone and think they are bad, you are not giving love. And in thinking that someone else is bad, you have in effect labeled yourself as bad. Whatever you give, you receive. When you give out bad feelings about someone else, no matter what they have done, those bad feelings come back to you. They come back to you with the same force you send out, creating negative circumstances in your life. There are no excuses for the force of love.
The life that goes out in love to all life is the life that is full and rich and continually expanding in beauty and in power. Ralph Waldo Trine, early 20th century New Thought author.
Love is the power to the world.
The force of love has no opposite. There is no other power in life but love. There isn't a force of negativity. In ancient times, negativity was sometimes described as the devil or evil. Being tempted by evil or the devil simply meant being tempted to fall into negative thoughts and feelings, rather than standing firm in the positive force of love. There is no force of negativity. There is only one force, and that force is love. All the negative things you see in the world are always, always manifestations of a lack of love. Whether that negativity is in a person, place, circumstance, or event, it has always come from a lack of love. There isn't a force of sadness. Sadness is a lack of happiness, and all happiness comes from love. There isn't a force of failure. Failure is a lack of success, and all success comes from love. There isn't a force of illness. Illness is a lack of health, and all health comes from love. There isn't a force of poverty. Poverty is a lack of abundance, and all abundance comes from love. Love is the positive force of life, and any negative condition always comes from a lack of love. When people reach the tipping point of giving more love than negativity, we will see negativity vanish from the planet at a rapid rate. Imagine it. Every single time you choose to give love, your love is helping to tip the entire world into positivity. Some people believe that we are very close to the tipping point now. Whether they're right or not, more than ever, now is the time to give love and positivity. Do it for your life. Do it for your country. Do it for the world.
When the heart is set right, then the personal life is cultivated. When the personal life is cultivated, then the home life is regulated. When the home life is regulated, then the national life is orderly. And when the national life is orderly, then the world is at peace. Confucius, 6th century BC Chinese philosopher.
You have so much power in the world because you have so much love you can give.
Points of power. Everything has a frequency. Everything. And whatever you're feeling is bringing everything into your life that's on a similar frequency to you. Life is responding to you. Life is communicating with you. Everything you see, every sign, color, person, object, everything you hear, every circumstance and event is on your frequency. When you are feeling happy, and you keep feeling happy, then only happy people, circumstances, and events can come into your life. There are no accidents or coincidences in life. Everything is synchronicity, because everything has a frequency. It's simply the physics of life and the universe in action. Think of something you love and make it your symbol of the force of love. Whenever you see your symbol or hear it, you will know that the force of love is with you. Place the force of love ahead of you in everything you do. Imagine each thing in your day going well and feel love inside yourself as much as you can before you do anything. Ask questions every day. When you ask a question, you are giving a question, and you must receive the answer. Harness the force of love to help you with anything in your life. The force of love will be your personal assistant, money manager, personal health trainer, and relationship counselor. If your mind is consumed with too many details, the details will distract you and pull you down. Simplify your life, and don't give too much importance to the little things. What difference does it make? The force of love has no opposite. There is no other power in life but love. All the negative things you see in the world are always, always a lack of love. The power and life.
A human being cannot imagine not existing. We can imagine our body not being alive, but we simply cannot imagine not existing. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's a fluke of nature? It's not. You cannot imagine yourself not existing because it's impossible for you not to exist. If you could imagine it, you could create it, and you can never create it. You have always existed and you will always exist because you are a part of creation.
There has never been a time when you and I and the kings gathered here have not existed, nor will there be a time when we will cease to exist. As the same person inhabits the body through childhood, youth, and old age, so too, at the time of death, he attains another body. The wise are not deluded by these changes. Bhagavad Gita, 5th century BC, Hindu text.
So what happens when a person dies? The body doesn't go into non-existence because there's no such thing. It integrates itself into the elements. And the being that is inside you, the real you, doesn't go into non-existence either. The very word being tells you that you will always be. You are not a human being. You are an eternal being, living temporarily in a human body. If you stopped existing, there would be an empty space in the universe, and the whole universe would collapse into that empty space. The only reason you can't see another being after they have left their body is that you can't see the frequency of love. You can't see the frequency of ultraviolet light either. And the frequency of love, which is the frequency they're on, is the highest frequency in creation. The greatest scientific equipment in the world cannot even come close to detecting the frequency of love. But remember that you can feel love. So if there is someone you can't see anymore, you can feel them on the frequency of love. You can't feel them in grief or despair because those frequencies are nowhere near the frequency they're on. But when you are on the highest frequencies of love and gratitude, you can feel them. They are never far away from you and you are never separated from them. You are always connected to everything in life through the force of love.
Heaven is within you.
All the principles of heaven and earth are living inside you. Morihei Ueshiba, founder of the martial art of Aikido.
Ancient texts say that heaven is within you. And what they're talking about is the frequency of your being. When you leave your human body, you are automatically on the highest frequency of pure love, because that's the frequency of your being. In ancient times, this highest frequency of pure love was called heaven. But heaven is for you to find here in this lifetime, not when your body dies. You are to find heaven here while you're on earth. And indeed, heaven is within you, because heaven is the frequency of your being. To find heaven on earth is to live your life at the same frequency as your being, pure love and joy.
For the love of life.
The question is not really whether or not you go on, but rather, how are you going to enjoy it? Robert Thurman, contemporary Buddhist writer and academic.
You are an eternal being. You have all the time in the world to experience everything. There's no lack of time, because you have forever. You have so many adventures ahead, so many things to experience. Not just adventures on Earth, because once we've mastered Earth, we will begin new adventures in other worlds. There are galaxies, dimensions, and life that we can't even imagine now, but we will experience all of them, and we will experience them together because we are a part of creation. Billions of years from now, when we look out into creation for our next adventure, there will be worlds among worlds, galaxies among galaxies, and unlimited dimensions stretching out before us for all eternity. And so, do you think with all of this that perhaps you are a wee bit more special than you ever considered yourself to be? Do you think perhaps you might be a little more valuable than you thought? You, every person you know, and every person who has ever lived, have no end. Don't you just want to wrap your arms around life and say thank you? Aren't you excited for the adventures ahead? Don't you want to stand on a mountaintop and cry out with joy, yes, to a never-ending life?
The purpose of your life.
You have no cause for anything but gratitude and joy. Gautama Buddha, 5th century BC, founder of Buddhism.
The purpose of your life is joy. And so what do you think is the greatest joy in life? Giving. If a person had told me 6 years ago that the greatest joy in life is giving, I would have said, that's fine for you to say. I am struggling to survive and can barely make ends meet, and so I have nothing to give. The greatest joy in life is giving, because unless you give, you will always be struggling to survive. Life will be full of one problem after another, and just when you think everything is going along fine, something else will happen to throw you back into struggle and difficulty. The greatest joy in life is giving, and there is only one thing you can give. Your love. Your love, your joy, your positivity, your excitement, your gratitude, and your passion are the true and everlasting things in life. All the riches in the world cannot even come close to the most priceless gift in all of creation, the love inside you. Give the best of you. Give your love, because it is the magnet to all the riches of life, and your life will become richer than you thought was possible. Because when you give love, you are fulfilling the entire purpose of your life. When you give love, you will receive back so much love and joy that you will feel it is almost more than you can take. But you can take unlimited love and joy, because it's who you are.
Someday, when men have conquered the winds, the waves, the tides and gravity, we will harness for God the energies of love. And then, for a second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, 20th century priest and philosopher.
You came into this world with your love, and it is the only thing you take with you. While you are here, every time you choose the positive, every time you choose to feel good, you are giving your love, and with it you light up the world. And everything you can wish for, everything you can dream of, everything you love will follow you wherever you go. You have the greatest force in the universe within you, and with it, you will have an amazing life. The power is within you.
Points of power. You have always existed, and you will always exist because you are a part of creation. You, every person you know, and every person who has ever lived, has no end. To find heaven on earth is to live your life at the same frequency as your being, pure love and joy. The greatest joy in life is giving, because unless you give, you will always be struggling to survive. Your love, your joy, your positivity, your excitement, your gratitude, and your passion are the true and everlasting things in life. All the riches in the world cannot even come close to the most priceless gift in all of creation. The love inside you. Give your love, because it is the magnet to all the riches of life. While you are here, every time you choose the positive, every time you choose to feel good, you are giving your love, and with it, you light up the world.
May the power bring you love and joy for your entire existence. That is my intention for you and for the world.
The Power was written and read by Rhonda Byrne. Music soundtrack, Sage of Lambernay, from the CD Innovators, by Kurt Bester and Sam Carden, appears courtesy of Treble V Music. This has been a production of Simon & Schuster Audio. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, The Secret, written and read by Rhonda Byrne. The Power is available in hardcover from Atria Books.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.